Blog Talk Radio.
Not that.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition, Monster US Radio Podcast. This is our live podcast show, all undone under quarantine right now. Try not to hack on nobody. We 6 feet from each other. You dig? I'm DJ E Monster. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. Hopefully, we'll have Jazzy B coming in here pretty soon. We got a nice little show for y'all tonight. We got some music. We got who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Let's see. I got some stock y'all can invest in. You better get it while it's going fast. Let's see. We got some other, all kinds of things for them, right, Miss Unbelievable? It's Friday night. We're trying to get live.
It's Friday night. It's Friday night. We about to get litty lit.
Right.
We about to get litty lit. Litty lit. Why not? What else we got to do? I mean, we stuck with quarantine. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. We still going to give y'all things to do while y'all quarantine. We're going to ask y'all some questions, you know. I mean, like he said, like DJ Monster said, we're going to play that music that's going to keep your energy level up, your vibrations up. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we come to do. We come to serve you Friday Night Live on a platter. That's what I'm going to say. Miss Unbelievable. Yes.
Right. Okay, so you know we do the who's bumping who, who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment lifestyle. You dig? Who we got on the chop block? Whose head we going to bust tonight?
Well, we got Mark Bloom, and I tabled this from yesterday. Paranoia. I can't wait to get into that. Amazon. We got a response from R. Kelly from Jocelyn. Yes, we got a response. Youngberg. And then the hospital ship from, you know, the military arrived. So we got an interesting little lineup there for you.
You said hospital ship.
You heard what I said.
Okay.
The Navy,
yeah, I thought that was a cruise line.
All right.
Y'all heard what it is. We got a nice show for y'all tonight. Tonight's been sponsored by Solar Me Speaks, book author, Miss Unbelievable herself, E.K. Make sure you go check her book out. We're going to get y'all the links and everything for everything and everything here in a moment. MonstarsRadio.com. Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, and Elite Suede Management. Go ahead and drop in that link right quick so I can jump into this music.
www.solomespeaks.com.
All right, there it is. Y'all know she's still fresh and new. She still do the total www. Friday Night Live. This is Mr. Bama, Mr. 16 Bars. This is called Free. We're going to turn it up a little bit. Yeah.
Turn it
Friday
up.
Night.
All the way, July.
I'm just in the middle.
Yeah.
I like one of your pictures. That was accidental. Saw you at the store. How coincidental. And I didn't speak. I ain't up here with you. Yes, I am free. Yeah. time to go, live my life, this another episode, take control, take a vote, should I go and buy a boat, just to float, all across them love letters that you wrote, I just got off work, pulled up at my home, and my house is quiet, and I'm all alone, cell phone ringing, filling up a zone, hands in the sky, cause I'm a party all night long, I am happy, baby, cause I'm
that's my little quarantine song. I'm not lying. You dig? I ain't got to deal with you, your family, all that other shit, because we all on quarantine. You dig? And it's a Friday Night Live. I'm just going to go ahead and sip my sip and drink my drink and kick back Netflix and chill. The new version, not the old version. The new version, you know, where you actually just watch Netflix and chill. I disclaimer. So I.
Well, we already know about my dictation, so I can't do no Netflix and chill. I'm still on the couch. My distraction. I'm still on the couch. Haven't heard any good advice of what to do. Maybe you can help me out for tonight, because I know I am not the only one distracted by Dick on this quarantine. We're going to have some babies.
What are some things people can do during the quarantine? Well, I think, like, the hottest thing right now is what most people talk bad about this time last year or 2 years ago, about people being on social media being too damn much. I think the hottest thing right now is being on social media, whether it be doing something, but I think it's really big when you're doing something with your family, though. You know what I mean? Whether you're doing, I'm not doing that switch thing. You know what I mean? You've seen that. I don't know if that's on that TikTok app or what, but everybody's doing this little switch thing to the Drake song. No, I don't even like how that even looks, even. But, you know, things like that. Yeah. So I think that's like
the hottest thing right now.
I
can't do that. I can't do that. That's emasculating my man. I can't. That's just for me. Somebody else may think that's cute and funny, but you know, I can't. I'm gonna look at you funny. You want to put on my drawers? What? You want to change clothes? Huh?
Right. And then you want to post it? Well,
yeah. You want us to look foolish? Huh?
I mean, but I think, like, I don't know. I think there's other things they can do. You know what I mean? Other than switch their clothes, but I don't know. Maybe that's what it's all about. Yeah, because,
I mean,
the weirder it is, I think the more looks that they get, and that's how it all went. That's how they win. You know what I mean? The craziest it is.
Yeah.
Like, you see, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not even going to put nobody's names out there, but, you know, you see some dude, you be like, nah, he ain't going to do it. He ain't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the best one, I think the best one was, I don't remember what dude said, but he did it. They did the boom, 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 and he switched, and if the light came back on, he still had on his same clothes. And she was like, something. He's like, nah, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was, like, the best one. Because you're expecting him to switch, but he didn't
switch.
He was just like, nah, I'm good. You know what I mean? I don't need to be you or switch to somebody else. Or he's like, I'm good. So, yeah, I think that was the hottest one. That's the hottest one. For me.
Right. And you know what else has been a plus is that from 2 years ago and the year before, we ain't had no blizzard. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got snow on the ground, so we could actually be outside in front of your yard or do a nice brisk walk or, you know, things like that. That is a wonderful thing, you know, that is happening in Minnesota, because, you know, by this time, last year we was knee-deep in snow, and the year before last, we had a blizzard. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Slow your roll now. You know it's supposed to snow on Sunday.
Yeah, but it's supposed to get up to 56 on Monday.
We're going to see how that's going to work out. So I remember that too. At 2018, the blizzard that was in Minnesota, you know, because I had to make a couple shirts and say I survived the blizzard in April. 2018. So what's some other things people can do? You know, that's one thing they can do. They can try to design them some clothes. But I mean, what's some other things that people can do to help beat the cabin fever? Because that's what it's all going to come down to. People are going to be getting cabin fever. They're so used to going out kicking it, especially like today. They're going to be like a junkie, damn man. It ain't. Like, you're not prime queen. You a prime thing trying to get out in club and drink and all that extra stuff. But what's some other things people can do?
Well, you know, if you're addicted to clubbing and you got kids that are of an older age, like maybe 12, 13, 14, and there's a lot of y'all can act like you create a club in your crib. Like, you had a drink, you got to pat them down to get in. You got a DJ who's going to be the DJ, and y'all just clown and dance and have fun. Create your own party. That'll take the edge off of you wanting to have a party of some sort. You can have drinks like Kool-Aid, who makes the best Kool-Aid, or smoothies or different things like that, just to bring in if you really miss that party atmosphere. That's one thing to be creative that you can do. Another thing is you can work out together.
Dope.
Y'all could have competitions. Who could do the most sit-ups? Who could do the most push-ups? Who could do the most wall sits? And y'all could have it in rotation, and whoever gets the best score gets to pick what's for dinner or get to pick the next movie. So just fun things to keep you active, keep your mind going, keep your, you know, juices flowing.
Right, you can even make like a teddy bear or something like that, the championship trophy for the you know what I mean?
You
get to pick the movie and you get the trophy until somebody else beats you. But I want to go back to the part what you said about the pretend like it's a club. That would be dope. Almost like way back, like a lot of us, the new age generation, I don't know if they do that like we used to. Remember when we were little, and the parents used to make us put on the show?
Yeah.
You remember that? Make you stand up, whether you could sing or you had to dance or something. Some of y'all used to cry and say, I don't want to do it, but they make you do it anyway. You know what I mean? That's how some of y'all figured out y'all had talent in the first place. You could do that. Like, everybody gets dressed up. They can wear what they want. The kids can wear what they want. Everybody gets dressed up. Clean up the front room. That could be how y'all get the kids to clean up. Clean up the front room, the dining room, so on and so forth. Like you said, somebody's got to make the Kool-Aid, and that could be the drinks, so on, or the, you know what I mean, and then somebody puts on a show. Everybody got to take a turn. They got to show a talent. You know what I mean? Everybody else sits around like they at the club. You know, you don't even have to have drinks. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, because you don't want to teach your kids at a young age, we go out and we drink, we get fucked up.
I'm not talking about alcohol drinks. Like I said, smoothies and Kool-Aid and different things like that. Yeah. But we used to do that was so much fun. We had the Wii. If you guys got video games and it has like the music parts on there. So literally they used to dress up as Michael Jackson and see who could do the best Michael Jackson song.
Oh.
And like everybody was doing the, like it was a dance party in the back. So you would get yourself ready to be the next contender on that song. So everybody was doing Michael Jackson on the Wii because you'd get dressed up, but you had to dress up your part. So you had to hurry up, take off your clothes, make sure you have all your stuff, get back on and be Michael Jackson. You had to do your leg, you had to, you know, do every part. You had to dance, you had to moonwalk, you had to do all that. Just move all the furniture and have a ball.
Right. I guess another one too is, you know, a lot of these things we talk about are free. Karaoke. You can do that on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Do karaoke. Even another one is you can even have like groups. You can have like the mom and dad against the kids, or mom and the kid and dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And have a karaoke thing and make it where they got to do the full thing now. You can't just be a backup singer. You got to have your backup steps, all that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Make a band out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's a couple of things. People
you
can
have,
do.
You can
shake
have
the cabin
art.
Fever.
You can have an art gallery. You can all y'all can paint. Sit it down and have one picture and draw that picture. And they can interpret it any way they want to. There's 8x10s, there's 11x14s, there's huge ones. So I think that'll be fun too.
Yeah, that'll be dope. That'll be dope. I suggest water-based colors because somebody going to get their ass whooped. I told you not to touch my damn cup. we're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back and get into this who's bumping who, who's getting fat. It used to be things for y'all to talk about at the water cooler, but now y'all can just talk about it in your laundry room. This is some Key Sweat, Akon, and Ray Fade, and Alkaline. It's called Fuego, new Key Sweat. Some Friday music. Get your body moving a little bit.
Yeah. I like that. Let's get it. Let's go. We live, y'all. Hit us up.
She wants to impress somebody now. So she moving through the city with her body out. She knows how to make it really feel good. But won't go without the money now. Booty too big for her to do run, run. Wish they could try to picture her, but she won't come. And I can see you watching while my money's in the air and falling down, down, down. While that body's rolling round, round, round. Now my heart is stolen, I can't take no more. Where you moving up on the floor? There's only one Latina, wet like Aquafina. Want to be between ya.
Here we go. Love you. To impress somebody now. So she moving through the city with her body out.
tried to picture her, but she won't come.
Yeah.
And I can see you watching while my money's in the air and falling down.
That's that new Keith Sweat featuring Akon, Ray Fade, and Alkaline. That's called Fuego right here on Monster US Radio. So, all right, we're bringing it back, and we're going to get into this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? It's called the Entertainment Lifestyle. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, who we got on the chop block tonight?
All right, we got somebody on the chop block, but I got to say this one thing. Y'all remember the game, Truth, Dare, Double Dare, Promise, or Repeat?
Yeah. I remember that game. We used to get in a lot of trouble playing that.
How? What do you think about playing it as an adult? Put that on there. Just let it marinate. So, Mark Bloom, actor on Law and Order and Succession, dies from the coronavirus. So, I don't know if you guys, he's that one actor. If you see him, you'd be like, yes, I know him. He was on the movies Desperately Seeking Susan and Crocodile Dundee, as well as Law and Order, U.S., and Succession. He died from the COVID-19 disease. He was 69. He played different people on different he played different people on the movies. So, like, he had the full outbreak, and they're mourning his death. He was funny, warm, loving, and passionate. So, one of the first actors who was known dying from that we would recognize passing away.
His name is what?
Mark Bloom.
Hmm.
He's a white actor on Law and Order. You remember all the back in the day Law and Orders? He's on there. He's white. He was tall. He was skinny.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's what he said. Oh, yeah, he was a black dude. He had a ball fade.
Nah.
So, I hear you, though. Wow, that's tragic. You know, for anybody die for whatever reason, but you know, just you know, the virus to me makes it a little premature. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because maybe if that wouldn't have came along, you know what I mean? But yeah, there's some other stuff in there, but I'll let it be.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so he passed away, you know.
Yeah,
shout goes out to his family and friends.
Moment of silence.
Oh shit, hold on.
Hey man. Hopes. Amen.
You can't be doing that to a DJ, man. Throwing a moment of silence. Silence is so loud to me. You gotta give me a warning. So like, okay, in a moment we're gonna take a moment of silence. Okay, go moment of silence. Oops. DJ
DJ, come on. DJ, you should know.
Damn.
A dead person, moment of silence. Be on
right,
it.
Right.
Okay, so check it. Y'all know I tabled this from yesterday, and I was like, oh, I got to read this. This is freaking hilarious. So paranoid calls to cops on the ride, snitching too. So that, just the headline has me cracking up. But call a growing fear of the virus, or just because people are going stir crazy, but cops are getting some strange, paranoid, and even troubling phone calls. Law enforcement in L.A., they've been having crazy calls because of the stay-at-home order. For instance, they were told people have called to report neighbors for exercising in their yards. or simply eating outside. Others have ratted on the neighbors or nearby businesses because gardeners and landscapers are still showing up to work on their property. Fact is, these activities aren't illegal, but some LA residents clearly frown upon them. Landscaping is considered an essential activity. In certain cases, it contributes to sanitation needs, but it's not just to trim the homeowner's hedges. Other stitching calls are coming from social distance warriors. So to speak, we mean folks reporting people playing basketball at outdoor parks, gathering in large groups outside of companies with more than 10 employees, still going into the office, neighbors coughing. They were even told that to check out two people sitting on a bench were too close and they were coughing. Point is, while new restrictions were put in place this week to encourage Los Angeles to stop gathering at beaches, parks, and hiking trails, the majority of residents are taking the quarantine serious. Maybe too much, because we're told cops are also getting calls from people asking for a permit to go outside.
You me some well-trained motherfuckers come on. Can I get a permit to go outside? And I think, you know what I think? I think the people that call, especially the ones that called about the people at the businesses that had more than 10 employees still going to work, I think them was one of the motherfucking employees that had to go in to work. That was some motherfucker in the building. I'm just saying.
Wow, talking about I'm a call and snitch on myself. Hey, there's 10 of us. You said 5.
Right.
What? 5 of us gotta go. Who is gonna be?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what
crazy,
that was.
Though.
I ain't fooling nobody. But yeah, but I guess, like I said, a lot of this shit's going to wash itself out because, you know, certain people have been getting snitched on for some bullshit for a long time now. And now it's really going to come to light because they get snitched on too. Now they're going to be like, you know what? This is some bullshit. Everybody going to start to get treated like black people. Everybody going to start treated like black people. Looking at the motherfucker, where are you going? Who you come to see?
Right.
You don't belong in my neighborhood. Hell. Like, hold on, dog. I look just like you. Nah, you got that Rona. Corona. Whatever.
You got that Rona.
You got that COVID. The COVID. You got the 19 number. You got that number, 19.
You got that 19 walking around here. But
exactly.
The part that had me cracking up, because, you know, these are those one, the same. These are the same neighborhood watch people who are just over the top, right? These are the same people. Now they just got a new tool. But you going to call because I'm coughing outside? Because I'm coughing. And then you're going to call because I'm exercising in my front yard? Like, this, I still pay these bills over here. Like, these, this still on me.
Right,
I can piss outside,
right.
But this still on me. Hold on. You back it up. You take care over there. Because, see, this is still on me. This is my business. Out is social distance. You over there in your distance area, and I'm in mine. But I can see about basketball because we're talking about swapping the sweat, different things like that. But it's, what do you do? You know, it's, you say, okay, back up. We ain't going to play man-to-man. We just going to stay in a 2-3 or 3-4. You know what I'm saying? Or 3-2. Is that what we're going to say? Stay in a 3-2. 2-3. That's it. That's social distance, right? So no man-to-man, no hand-checking, no if you go in, we'll clear it out for you. We'll give you 4 points for clearing it out. See what I'm saying? You just got to come up very creative if you decide to play basketball and still have your mask, have your gloves on. I don't know. Because people aren't going to completely change their lives for it.
Right. See, now this is the reason why they came up with dispatch. Because this be the part where you try to call some shit in and you get cussed the fuck out. You did, because, I mean, goddamn, the police is already busy as it is. They ain't trying to run up on nobody who might got the coronavirus because you calling to say, oh, they exercising in my yard. See, I be that cop that talking about, oh, they exercising in their yard, and you calling from in your house. Stay your punk ass in the house, and you ain't got to worry about it. You do your quarantine, and you'll be all right, motherfucker. You dig? I'm not going down there. What the hell is wrong with you? I'm just saying,
right.
That fired me
mm-hmm.
that day. I'm like, what you mean? Hell no, I ain't going. They said he might got what? I'm going to walk down the block shooting him up. It is what it is. Call it what you want. I'm going to tase him, and then y'all can come see what he got. Come put the motherfucking motor engine light on his forehead. That's what it looked like to me when they put that thing on their forehead. Remember, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
people used to put the motor light on the car. I don't know what the
yeah.
hell used to tell them. Mechanics used to do that shit. Put the light on the motor and shit. What the fuck does that mean? What does that tell you? Shining a light on. I can see the motherfucker don't work. I can hear the damn engine got a problem. You don't need a flashlight
right.
light in there. Like, it's going to tell you something. Like, what, the fan double up or something, motherfucker?
Put the light
the
down
hell?
There. Put the light, baby. Put the light right there. Hold the light right there. It's going to tell us something.
Motherfucker. Carburetor going to cough up dust or something? Shit. I don't get it. It's probably mechanics right now laughing, going, he a dumbass. It is what it is. You got to explain
but
that
you know,
shit to me.
What this reminds me of, though, remember that lady
what?
Who called the cops on them when they were at the park? Or something. Remember that lady? And they had her picture everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is just,
they call her Barbecue Becky or some shit like that.
This is just another like hyped up situation where people are going to call like that. And yet again, it's still going to hurt the black and the brown people because they're still going to be harder on us than they are with anyone else, but I'm going to tell you, y'all got to be fair across the board on this one because you roll up on someone who you think don't have it, and you, listen, y'all better be fair across the board because black and brown people, we stay in the crib. You know what I'm saying? If we got some ramen noodles and some macaroni and cheese and some Hot Pockets,
oh
shoot, we in there.
Not the ramen noodles, the macaroni and cheese. Okay. I don't know why I'm tapping. I got ramen noodles and macaroni and cheese downstairs right now.
And your hot sauce. And your hot sauce. Stop playing.
Damn, what? Oof, okay. I ain't got no music to even play behind that. I'm just saying, man. Okay. We got to keep it moving.
Amazon delivery guy deliberately spits on packets, drinks some water, caught on the Ring cam, you know. Y'all just don't know. They got the Ring cams out there, so. Y'all better be careful. This is disgusting, horrifying, and possibly criminal. During the coronavirus pandemic, an Amazon delivery guy was caught spitting on a package and appearing to use his hand to smear it as well. The video is in the residence of L.A. Hancock Park. It's so nasty. He delivery guy sets the package down on the porch, leans over and spits, then catches some of the spit, and appears to wipe it on the package as the saliva falls out of his mouth. He then stands up as if nothing gross just happened and takes a photo to verify the delivery. Our sources say Amazon was contacted by the neighbor and a friend of the person whose package was spit on, and a customer service rep watched the footage with them. When told, the rep gasped in horror and expressed shock that it was an older man and not a younger delivery. The rep confirmed the delivery guy was a third-party service, and he was reported, but said it's possible he may be back on the job today anyway. a neighbor posted the delivery confirmation with a strong note to Amazon, and the image clearly shows liquid smeared on top of the box. Amazon is supposed to get back to the third party by Monday. When spoke to Amazon, this is clearly not one of their representatives. This is clearly someone, a third party, that they have to bring in because of what's going on. They find this disgusting, and it's almost similar to the Pennsylvania woman that we talked about last week who allegedly coughed on all the fresh food, meat, and we said, well, get they ass beat.
Margaret Kirko. That's her name. She's facing several charges. Yeah, four felonies. Yeah, they're saying they had to throw out $35,000. I know I said the other day I think having $35,000, okay, but that's what it says with the inventory. Yeah, they arraigned her. I'm in the car. They got the judge coming up to the window.
Wow,
they even
really?
Let her in the courthouse. That's right. That's right. You want to be like that? You're going to do it from the back of a squad car. yeah. So I obviously, like I said yesterday, she needs some psychiatric help or something like that. But, yeah, one of the listeners sent me that saying, yeah, so that's just crazy.
Yeah.
That's not
so,
like the only one they heard about, but that dude, he's going to go to jail. That dude who did it, okay, he might be back on the job today, but I guarantee you his ass going to jail. And if he get caught on somebody's doorstep and they recognize who they is, they're going to beat the dog back. You know, I keep forgetting we on the air. We not just like, you know what I mean, kicking it. he going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to find smoke on somebody's doorstep.
Right.
Yeah, the reason why I say that is because right now, Amazon is raking in on this problem. I'm not saying, not because of a lot of people are at home. It's killing a lot of men right now because they're getting packages at the door because their wives is racking up. So Amazon is making good money right now. And for that to come out, hit the news, that's going to burn rampant around the world. You understand me? That's going to burn around the world. Amazon's going to jump in there and be like, oh, no, because now everybody's going to think that. I don't trust them people. Amazon said they got third party. I don't know who's coming to my door now. Is this a third party, motherfucker? Do you actually work for Amazon? It's going to be an issue.
Right.
Amazon's going to nip this real quick. Watch. Watch. They're going to stone his ass. In the courtroom.
Well, the sad thing is that third party company was probably making money from Amazon. Now that guy has put them at risk because now they could cut off their contract with them because they don't have control of their workers. So just remember that one thing from someone can mess up the whole pot for everyone. So if the business don't whoop their behinds, I know the people who work there are gonna want to whoop his behind. So literally, like, when you do stuff like this, man, people got cameras everywhere now. Y'all got to be, you know, think better than that. But they keep telling us if you do get a package and your plastics and stuff, wear gloves to unpack it and then throw it away immediately. Don't keep it in your crib like you used to no more. Throw the boxes out, throw everything out, because you don't know what the people are doing to your boxes, and it stays on the box for a while. It stays on different surfaces, this virus, for a while. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to kill a lot of independent contracts. They're going to make it real tight on people to get those contracts now. You know what I mean? Yeah, so he done made a hell of a ripple. Like, oh, when his face gonna get out, they're gonna ostracize him. Oh yeah, he can't go home.
And how do you get on the unemployment line? Because they can deny his unemployment because he messed that up.
Mm-hmm.
So, All right, DJ, as we get ready to transition, I need you to put the R. Kelly song that was up that we had yesterday. I want to read it with R. Kelly playing in the background. Please and thank you, DJ. Why? Because I'm petty like that. So when you're ready, So R. Kelly's girlfriend, Jocelyn, family says she's at risk if she gets out. Leave him right where he belongs. R. Kelly got no business getting out of jail regardless of the virus, according to the family of his girlfriend, Jocelyn Savage. The Savage family's attorney says if Kelly is released, it will be a place Jocelyn back into the hands of a predator. Not only that, but the family claims it would also put her at risk to potentially be infected by COVID-19. Jocelyn's family says it believes the best option for her is to continue to social and physical distance herself from Kelly. Now, you could turn that back up, adding that he is right where he belongs, pinned up in Chicago's MCC, where he awaits trial in Illinois federal court. We talked about the story yesterday. That's why we playing the music about the disgraced singer wants to be released from jail, fears he could be affected. He wants to be released on bond, says he'll wear electric monitor. However, Kelly has not tested positive. Jocelyn has yet to have any contact with him. Lisa Vaughn, another one of Kelly's alleged victims, saying even stronger reaction to his request. She says this is a monopoly. There is no get out of jail free card, not for an affected toe or for a pandemic. You do the crime, you do the time. You just like the rest of the inmates. She added, put your grown man pants on and deal with it like the rest of the world is doing. He's where he needs to be. What better place to quarantine than in jail?
My bad, y'all. Trying to hold back my comments every time I try. I'm like, nope, too soon.
Come on, and that one.
Podcast radio. Ain't no quarantine like jail. She got a point though. Point taken. I don't know what to say.
Hey,
I mean,
you got victims who speaks out.
Right. I mean, if that's what the... Yeah. Well, I mean, anytime a victim comes out and speaks out on something like that, I mean, you kind of got to listen to it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I think they take those things into consideration. I think that's what they have, like, parole boards for. I think they usually talk to the victim, see how they feel about the person getting out, and they talk to the person, da-da-da-da-da-da. But, yeah. I definitely think they need to do something in the prison. I don't know if, you know, yeah. We're going to leave it alone because that's... that's another one of them whole nother show type things. Because, you know, you can always still watch it because, you know, a lot of things, you know, podcasts are about conversations. You did? Now,
yeah.
That's a hell of a conversation. I mean, who do you let go and who do you keep locked up in a thing like this? And do you let people go? You know,
true.
What I mean?
Are they better
right
safe
now,
inside or are they better safe outside? Like, I could keep you in your cell. Versus, you know, you get, I mean, it's just a weighted situation. But the ventilation system has to be good within the prison system, which we know is not all the best, but they can control it better inside than they can outside. You would think, right?
Well, if going by all the complaints they got going now, but, you know, I guess maybe that's not every jail. But
yeah,
I'm gonna be honest, I ain't been in no jail. It's been sanitary. Dang, I'm just saying.
I ain't been to jail, so I can't help you. But the help has come. The U.S. Navy hospital ship Mercy reinforcements has arrived. It ships docked at the L.A. port. This ship is beautiful. The massive U.S. Navy hospital ship Mercy has finally arrived just in time to help ease pressure on L.A. hospital bracing for the tsunami of the virus cases. It's a beautiful ship, you guys. I will put it in the Monstar page. It has 1,000 hospital beds, extra doctors, nurses, and staff. The ship is expected to treat patients who do not have the virus, freeing up resources such as ventilators and intensive care units at the brick-and-mortar hospital. So their job is to help those who maybe got a virus or sore throat or headache or different things like that. So far there has been 21 deaths and more than 1,222 cases jumped from Wednesday, and it could be higher than that. A couple of LA shows that talked about the outbreak was Grey's Anatomy and Station 19 are donating medical supplies from their hospital to help with the N95 masks and gowns to help with this deadly outbreak.
Oof. I mean, what are we to do?
Yeah. Continue to help and support one another. Continue to help and support one another. We doing what we doing. We bring in laughter. We bring in music. We bring in fun to the listening ear. I mean, everybody has
right.
their point of what they can and can do. This is what we this is what we're choosing to do for you guys. Listen up, have fun, share it. We're here Monday through Friday, and if we have to, we can possibly add a morning show on a weekend or whatever, but we know that laughter, music moves the soul, and conversation put you at a, oh, wow, that's good, and it brings conversation. If you don't know how to talk to anyone in your house, this can be a conversation starter.
Right. See, don't forget, you can always call in and join the show, talk with us, give input on the things you want to hear us discuss and talk about. You just can't judge me for what I say. You just got to pray for me. Be interactive. You know, we can have fun with this. We can go where y'all want to go with it, but obviously within its own means. Don't go in on that bullshit. I'm just saying, like, we can clown around all that extra shit, but you know what I mean? We can even talk serious, but let's all do it within its means. Let's keep it 100. Don't call in here talking about, oh, do something to this person, that person, these kind of people, that kind of people. No, we don't do that around here. We talk about what we can do, what we affect, and the things that we've done, and, you know, testimonies are the best conversation pieces.
Yes.
So, all right.
And you definitely
left.
Can listen to our archive shows. Can't forget about those. And we just got one more. Who's bumping who? Who's getting the fat? You want to knock that out, or you want to go hear some more music and we can come back and share our little thoughts?
You know what? Let's slap another song in here. Just to break up the monotony, I can't even say it. I was trying to say monotony and not however you said it. I was trying to sound smart and just ended up dumb as fuck. let me throw some more of this Keith Sweat in here. You know what I mean? Because I don't really hear his music that much on the mainstream stuff that I listen to. His last album was really hot. I really endorsed that album. So if you can get it, make sure you get it. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's his newest album. That last song you heard on it, that was on it. Let's see, I got another one. Let's see, what do I want to play? Let's see, I can play some Boomerang. I can play some Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
Oh, Eeny, no. Yep, that one, Eeny, Meeny. Count the toes, meenie. Count the fingers. We know how to do that because that's how we start our game. Eeny, meeny, money, mo, catch a tiger by a toe. If you hide them, let them go. Any, mini, money, mo, go. DJ Monster.
Yeah. All right, let's get it. Friday Night Live. Getting y'all ready for the weekend during this quarantine. Keep sweat. Any, mini, money, mo.
Yeah.
Wanna leave with me, now, man, she ready to go. I came in here with a bag and she already knows. I turn them up in this club like a radio. The Benjamin Franklin lands make that booty go loud.
Remember the name of it. Help you out. All you gotta do is Google it. You'll find it. What else? Or who else we got left on this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? We ain't got much time left in the show. So who we got left?
Yeah, Youngberg. Do we know who he is? His alleged victim gets, and this is a follow up. Restraining order she fears for his life. So. According to the docs, he pistol whipped her, pointing a gun, threatening to kill her after they had sex earlier that month. She got her temporary restraining order. A judge signed off on it. She had two black eyes. This happened on March 14th, so this is, like I said, a follow-up because we were wondering if she was going to get that restraining order, consider all the stuff that started happening. She's the one that was held hostage in the home. The security guards had to let her out, so she did get her restraining order, and we'll continue to update on this situation.
Yeah, it's one of those all bad ones. It's just all bad over there. It's just all bad, all bad. And, you know, I hate to push the issue that, you know, we talked about, you know, it, we started at the beginning of the year. Probably should have keep pushing on it anyway. But mental health. You got to recognize something sometimes. Red flags. I mean, I'm not saying anybody can see something like this coming. But if you know somebody around you that's like that, you can either reach out to them somehow, figure out a way to, what they call them, interventions and things like that, and try to figure out a way how to get them some help. If you know these are some of the things that you were doing, you're like, hell yeah, that's it. You might need to just go see somebody and talk to them because you might need some help. Because that's definitely what I think is a major part in that incident there. Yeah, I mean, we're going to see the follow-up and see what's all going on, but for somebody to go that far, especially a man on a woman, there's some issues there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one of those ones where you have no words and you just be like, I don't want to be quarantined with you. I don't want to be quarantined with no negative people. So, man, it's interesting, you know, how, you know, people have, I love the people that is around me. I love my core group. I love it because we was once negative. Now we just know that everything was positive. It's like the growth. But if you got around people who don't want to grow and they just is mean and ornery and moody, oh, I don't want to be bothered. Oh, figure it out. You and God go sit down and have a conversation. Seriously, figure it out. But, you know, being, you know, spiritual, like, that's what you pray against, you know, now, you know, the spirit of depression and anxiety and fear and all that. Because it's this is what people are living out of, you know, and you have to be able to pray for those people who you know how it is. You know, you've been there, you've done that. So I would say the key is pray and trust, you know, that God is going, he is in the midst and he's still going to work all this out, even though whatever you see, reset. Whatever you want to change right now is your opportunity to reset. Start again, get your dreams, get everything together. It's your time. If you got a business, like I said last on Monday, write that business plan out. Get yourself your life together. It's time. You have time. March to at least to March 4th. That's what we know so far.
Right, right. So, all right, we're about at the end of the show. So, so I was about to say, don't forget to tune in tomorrow. No, we don't do Saturdays right now. Not currently. Right, right. It used to be our reggae day. We played a lot of reggae music, raga music, Rasta. So, all right, I guess tune back in on Monday. Where it's Monstrous Monday, we'll get y'all week going. Like I said, if you got something you want to hear us talk about, or you know, you want to join our discussion, you want to, you know what I mean, let us know. Hit us up on Facebook at Monstars Radio Facebook page, and we'll get at you. I believe Jazzy made one. I have to make sure to see what it is. I think it's like Monstars Ladies or something like that. So we're making some other spots for y'all to contact us, get a hold of us, and let us know certain things that's going on. Also, we're going to start doing a new expose called Monstrously or Monstrous Up Close, where we want to hear from you, the people out there in the field, about what's really, really, really going on in certain things. So, hey, you got something that's, you know, you want the people to know about, let us know. Let's be monstrous up close. So, all right, any other last words on our way up out of here?
Hit me up, www.solomystics.com. Get that book. Get your apparel. It's that time. You can read it. Hit, let me know. Take a picture. Join this movement. Join this movement, Solo Me Speaks.
Okay, there it is. Don't forget, we got a 24-hour stream over at MonstarsRadio.com. It's ready for you. It's free. You heard me? It's free.
please.
Look, it'll be burnt up by the morning. I'm just saying.
Good night.